Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all flight controllers, go, no go for landing. Retro.
Go.
Lido.
Go.
Guide.
Go.
Control.
Go.
Telcom.
Go.
GNC.
Go.
Ecom.
Go.
Surgeon.
Go.
Capcom, we're go for landing.
Altitude 4200, can you go for landing? Over.
I do understand. Go for landing. 3,000 feet.
You're looking great.
How you doing, Control?
We look good here, fine.
All right, how about you, Telcom?
Go.
Guidance, you happy?
Go.
Fido.
Go.
2,000 feet. 2,000 feet. Into the ag, 47 degrees.
Roger.
47 degrees.
Still looking very good.
Here go. Cattle arm.
1201.
Roger,
1201
alarm.
1201 alarm. Same
type,
we're go,
flight.
Okay, we're go.
We're go, same type, we're go.
Altitude 1600.
Eagle looking great. Roger, 1202, we copy it. 35 degrees, 750, coming down to 23. 540 feet, down to 15. 1050 feet, down at 4. Altitude, velocity, light. 10 amps down, 220 feet. 5 and forward, come down nicely, 200 feet. 4.5 down, 5.5 down. 100 feet, 3.5 down, 9 forward. 75 feet, that is looking good, down a half. 6 forward.
60 seconds.
Lights on, forward. Forward. 40 feet down, 2.5. Picking up some dust. Great shadow. 4 forward, drifting to the right a little.
30 seconds.
Forward, just. Contact light. Okay, engine stop.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
And that, my friends, was a part of my life for a very long time. I grew up in the Apollo era with a father who actually worked in the program. Dad worked on the escape. He did the solid rocket motors for the escape module. And he actually caught a mistake in the nozzle design. My dad's specialty was nozzles. He was very good at it. And oh, I see you, Nancy. Okay. She got kicked. Here we go. But anyway, my dad's specialty was nozzle design, and he spotted a flaw in the design of the service module main engine nozzle on Apollo. And authorities he was dealing with treated him pretty badly about it. He tried to bring it up for a critical design review, a CDR. And what ended up happening was he ended up basically in a major fist fight with a whole lot of very high-powered people way above his pay grade. And he made a few phone calls to some of his own contacts and forced the design review, and it turned out he was right. And if they had launched that thing and put guys in orbit with that, it may not have happened on the first time, but the engine would have eventually had a catastrophic failure, and it could have killed everybody in the damn ship. So my father, in no small way, had his part in this. But the guys that flew missions, you know, I mean, I remember all of the Apollo missions and all the stuff that, you know, we would be woken up in the morning by Dad, and he would bring us in, you know, way early in the morning, and we would all watch this stuff, and we lived, eat, and breathed it, and it was just amazing. And I never forgot July 20th of 1969. I went outside and looked up at the moon and went, wow, there are people up there. And, you know, we were part of that. And it was just the craziest feeling, you know. And now, you know, here we are all these years later, and Neil Armstrong passed away earlier this week. And it just really brought it home. It's like these guys are all older men now, and we haven't been back to the moon. We really haven't. And it's a kind of a shame. But I look at it now, though, and I think to myself, you know, okay, Neil must have already gone back and checked out the site, you know. Medium that I am, you know, I'm wondering what it was like for him. And I'm going to do a little something different. I'm going to talk a little bit about what it's like for the first part of the show, a little bit of the show. Nancy already knows what I'm going to do. But I'm just wondering what it's like for people when they actually get to the other side, you know, and when And it's for the people who don't just stay here. You know, I mean, I'm talking the ones who fully commit to going straight over to the other side. You know, I mean, I kind of have to imagine myself what it would be like for me. So I wonder what it was like for Neil a little bit. But I could kind of project for myself what I know of heaven, of the other side. You know, imagine, I mean, you know, you pass away, you go through the light, you get to the end of the tunnel, you get there, and you see a big path in front of you, and you start following this path, you know, and you start getting closer up the mountain, and, you know, you start hearing music, you know, and you kind of go, wow, man, and you start following this path, and you get up there, you know, and you start walking through, and, you know, and you look over, and Nancy's next to you, and you go, Nancy, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay, yeah, and she's actually picking you up, you know, because she's on still living, and she's just figured out that you've crossed, and so anyway, Nancy's there, and you're walking up, and you walk up, and you see these big gates, you know, and you walk up, and you see a guy, you know, who's standing there, and he's got a, you know, kind of a wise look to him, you know, he's old dude, he's carrying an Apple iPad. They use Apple products in heaven. I think Steve Jobs had quite an influence on that. He probably worked a deal. But anyway, you go up to this guy and you say, hi, can I come in? And he says, yeah, my name's St. Peter. And he pulls up the iPad and he taps a few things. Oh, yeah, you can come on in. And you know, he opens the gate and he says, just call me Pete. And you're like, okay. So Pete, what's with all of this? And he says, look around. And you look around and there's guys in togas, you know, and there's angels. You know, it's all the stuff you would expect, you know, and there's ethereal music, which you strangely can hear right now. Can you hear that?
I can
hear
it.
You can hear that, right? Oh,
yes.
Good. Somebody
heaven
can hear that. And you got to wonder, you know, and you look and you go, you know, I know this is sort of the expected thing, you know, but this isn't quite what I would want. And he looks and goes, oh, everybody says that, you know, and you got to go, you know, and you think back to Neil Armstrong and you go, wow, you know, what was it like for him? And he goes, oh, it's everybody's different, you know, and but you're here now, and this is your experience, Duma. And you go, wow, dude, okay. What's going to be different? Because I can't stand all this toga stuff, and I really don't like this music. It's really pissing me off, and I'd like to go into my version of heaven. And he goes, we got this all worked out. We already know we're your soul. And God's almighty. God knows everything. Okay. And he says, just look over there. And you look out, and there's a door materializes out of all this mist. And you look, and your name's on the door. And you go, wow. And so he says, walk up to it. He says, go on in. He says, actually, I'll open the door for you. So, and I go, thanks, Pete. You're all right, dude. He goes, thanks a lot. I go up and open the door. And first there's nothing, and I walk through, and then suddenly the music goes away, and I end up with my idea of heaven. This is Soul Stream. Welcome aboard, everybody. You get to listen to a little car wash. We're going to get spiritually clean tonight. And this is for Neil Armstrong, a little car wash music. Welcome to heaven, buddy.
You might not ever get rich, but let me tell you, it's better than digging a ditch. There ain't no telling who you might be. A movie star, or maybe even a. You better let the car wash. Working at the car wash. Come on and sing it with the car wash. Sing it with the feeling now. Car wash, yeah. Some of the work gets kind of hard. This ain't no place to be if you plan on being a star. Let me tell you, it's always cool. And the boss don't mind sometimes if you act cool. At the car wash, oh, 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 oh. Talking about the car wash, yeah. Come on, y'all, and sing it for the car wash. Woo, woo, woo. Car wash, yeah. Well, those cars never seem to stop coming.
Work and work.
Keep those fast limousines coming.
Work and work.
I have fingers to the bone.
Work.
If I can't wait to the time to go on.
Hey, it's a car wash day.
So, Neil, what do you think of heaven, dude?
I'm liking it, John.
Yeah, they got Mustangs here. It's really cool.
Damn, that just took off on me. I had Roller Coaster of Love on next. Oh, God. Hello, everybody. It's a crazy night. You know, I just decided to kind of throw off and just have a lot of fun and not follow standard protocols. And you know what? I'm going to quit having standard protocols. Did you like the skit, Nancy? Did you like that?
I liked it. I liked
good.
It a lot.
All right. And the audio was good because I rewired the studio today. I spent 4 hours in tracking down a bug in our part of the reason I didn't do the show last night was because I had an ungodly hum in the audio chain that was causing nothing but trouble. I had to tear everything down, and I started at the wrong end. I should have started at the microphone because ultimately that's where the problem was. The microphone was slightly not plugged in, and it was causing an audio a kind of a hum. Debbie would know all about this because her husband is actually her husband, Debbie Wells out there. Her husband is a very, very good guitar player in a Christian band, and he is an awesome musician, amazing stuff this guy does. And so they would know all about these things, these frustrations with audio. But anyway, I got that solved, and I decided to attack this whole problem of me playing audio right off one of the secondary show computers. And I got this idea for this skit, and I was looking at the things that, this whole bit of honoring Neil Armstrong and this whole story is of everything that we did, you know, in my life with space. And so it just all came together, and I really liked it. It was pretty cool. You know, yo, Pete, can you let me into heaven? Yo, dude, thanks a lot. I'm going in. Yeah. There's heaven. You know, and actually, my heaven, yes, you're right. There were Mustangs there, plenty of them. And, no Camaros, although I used to own one. So anyway, but my dear, how are you doing, Miss Nancy?
I'm doing okay. Had a great start for the school year. We started off with almost 900 kids, which is huge. Usually we end up with that many towards the end of the year, but we started off with that many, and it's going to be a challenge this year because we've only got like 2 people in the office, and so we're really, really moving fast. But other than that, I am doing really good. I'm feeling good. I don't have a pinched nerve anymore, and everything else is just A-okay. How about you?
You know, I'm doing good, but I have a solution for your people that are coming into the office to bother you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just everybody that comes in, you give them NyQuil.
I wish I could. No, no, no.
Yeah,
I have a better idea.
What's that?
No. Nerve gas.
No, you want to slow them down, and then you can like have your way with them. They'll turn into your little army, you know, Nancy's army. You know,
I must do
what she says.
But what I do, my other gal that's in the office with me, we came up with this idea. We had gone to Massage Envy one time after work because we just needed it, and they sit you in this nice little room. And they play all this psychiatric music, and they have like a flat screen, and they're showing things like fish and coral reefs and stuff. Well, she went to Walmart, and she picked up this little video thing, and it's like the an underwater thing, like the barrier reef or, you know, some kind of saltwater reef, and with just really soothing music. And I've had kids come down to our office in the middle of a heavy-duty meltdown, and I just say, here, you want to come and sit over here and watch my Nemo movie? And they're still crying. You know? Then they slowly settle down,
They mellow out. I wonder how that could happen.
It works.
And do they end up talking? Do they talk like this when they're done? I'm sorry.
No, they sit there with their mouth open watching the TV, and then they get back to normal. It works on adults, too.
Well, you know what? Actually, it's like that prison. I heard they did a prison in pink walls, and it drove the prisoners crazy, but they were all less violent. Took all their, mm-hmm. like, primal emotions away. You know, and I've got this idea for prisons, too. You know, you could actually put in the water, you just put tranquilizers in their water supply. I mean, these guys would be mellow the whole time. You know, it'd be prison. You know.
Yeah.
I've been here 28 years, man. I'm like really mellow, dude. You know, but they got it all wrong. They got all these people keyed up. They got to make it a happy place. That's what prison should be, right? Around. Anyway.
I don't know. But all I know is that this little video calms down people, calms down kids, teachers, and adults when they come in all irritated, and I've seen it work. But of course it's been documented that water, whether you're watching it on TV or in a movie or in real life, causes a calming effect.
Actually, it's funny you would say that, because I just saw something the other day. I know we don't have any callers yet in for readings, by the way, so we're just going to do some general chat, and then we'll work up to that. But if you do want to call in for a reading tonight, it's pure mediumship. We're going to be no psychic readings. I'm kind of done with all that. We're going to not. So you got a relationship question? Ain't going to answer it. Sorry. We're going to talk to dead people. So I talk to dead folks, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
646, normal mean burn. 646-478-0377 is the number, and I lost track of what the hell I was going to say. What was I saying? My brain.
I forgot. Oh, something about water.
Oh yeah, the water. The whole thing with water is that if you, let's say you are in a very, very negative environment and you got a lot of bad feelings going on, take a glass of water or even a pitcher of it, and when you fill the water up, take a look at the number of bubbles in the water. And if you're in a negative environment, walk back after about an hour and look at the number of bubbles in the water. You'll see lots more bubbles. If you're in a positive environment and you do the same experiment, there should be less bubbles. Why this is, I don't know. And I read this and I have not tested it yet. So I'm going to ask the audience, give this a try. You know, if you've got a negative environment where there's a lot of just hard feelings going on, just quietly go put this out there and see if this kind of soaks up the negativity. And then you take the water.
It has something to do with the ionization. It's the ions. Ionization.
It's the actual
physical thing that, yeah.
Yeah, and they say don't drink it. You know, when you're done, you take the water out and you go throw it outside. And you don't drink it at all. You rinse it out. And if you want to do it again, start over and just keep doing it till the environment becomes calm. And I think you're right. I think there may be a physical effect there that's, you know, totally explainable. But there's something with the water that does this, and it has a calming effect. So give that a try. Now, I did see here, Bright had a question about the Apollo program. And, John, I have a question. My son always said that Neil pushed Buzz Aldrin out of the way so he could walk on the moon first. Nope, not a heavily scripted event. Neil Armstrong was the mission commander and the mission pilot. You know, he piloted the LM down, the lunar module, down to the surface. And it was basically an event where that was all worked out. It was so planned and so scripted that when Neil got to the bottom foot pad, the first act he had was to scoop up a bunch of the lunar soil and put it into his, he had a special pocket, I think in his left or right leg. Where that would go, that was done just to get a sample of the lunar surface in case they needed to evac right away, so they'd have at least something to come, you know, bring back. Turned out they brought back many, many pounds of, you know, of the lunar material, and ultimately over the life of Apollo, I think they brought back well over 1,800 pounds or so of lunar material, and it turns out it actually is great for growing vegetables, and it smells like gunpowder. It's really it has a kind of a unique smell to it. But, you know, no, all space missions, all of them are heavily scripted. And you can't have it any other way. A lot of people don't realize, I mean, the business we're in, you know, this business I've been working in my whole life, it's it's incredibly dangerous. And, you know, you think that wars are dangerous? Try flying in space. That's dangerous. I mean, at any second, it's just like the submariners. I mean, it's probably the second most dangerous thing out there, other than being a crab fisherman in, you know, in the Arctic. It's, you know, I have to put those three right on par. But if you go out into space, that's like as dangerous as it gets. You've got everything going against you, extremes of temperature, 200, 300, 400 below, you know, or actually 300 below. And you have, you could swing back into out of orbit, you know, for the night side of the planet, come into the sunlight, and suddenly you're roasting it to, you know, 400 degrees. And you got to have, you know, equipment to be able to put up with that. There's storms in space. If you are happen to be up there and there's a solar flare, which has happened to the crew on the International Space Station, they actually have to evac the external parts of the station and go into a heavily shielded area, and that's where they live for a while because the radiation outside is so intense. Space is a dangerous place, and yet that's our future. That's where we should be going. And Neil did this, you know, amazing thing. And I came in after, you know, my dad had done his part and made his big contributions. And I came in and have worked my own. And I'm only a couple of years away from 30 years in the business. And I'm going to retire out and, you know, do mediumship and talk spiritual stuff. Because it's funny, a lot of people like me who end up in this world of space ultimately end up very spiritual from it. And I'm going to play something a little later in the show, which is the Apollo 8 Christmas message, which will kind of give you an idea of what these guys felt when they actually looked back and saw the Earth from the moon. And to actually look back, and you saw back at that time, there were only a couple billion people on the Earth. But when you look back where you've just spent the last 3 days driving out to, and you look back and you can fit the Earth in the palm of your hand, you know, literally, and that's home. You know, you look and go, wow, that kind of puts things in perspective, you know, into perspective. And you get a real feel for, you know, just how small we are. I mean, we're you know, what's the planet? About 7,500 miles across, about 24,000 miles circumference. That's it.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's not that big. I mean, if you look at Jupiter, you could fit, you know, the planet Jupiter. You could fit over 100 Earths inside Jupiter. You know, that's the biggest planet in the solar system. Our star, you know, is on the order of a million times or more bigger than the Earth. You know, 4.5 billion-year-old star. That's where we get all our energy. At any one point in time, we get 1/2 billionth the amount of energy that the sun puts out in any one second. And you sit there and you wonder about, you know, when you turn on the news and you see all this negative news going on and all these people are sitting there sharp fighting each other, you know, Democrats and Republicans are all, and then you think about these things and you go, whoo, and they're fighting over 1/2 billionth of the amount of energy coming out of the sun, and then all that translates into our economies. And you think that God's sitting there, and you got to sit there and you look and you think, so what's God's view of this? And God's, you know, I feel like God would be going, you dumb coughs, you idiots, don't you get it? I made all this for you. Go out and explore it. Have fun. You know, I'll try to keep the solar storms off your back. You know, so I've got my views, but they're well-earned views. I've earned my viewpoint. I don't know.
You have.
Anyway. Yeah, I've put some time in the business, and I mean, sitting around on this planet and bickering over supplies that are all going down, you know, and running around and saying, we kind of live with less, we can't do this, we can't do that, we're going to have to be more restrictive. It's like, why don't you put some money into going to Mars and turning it into the ultimate challenge to our species is to colonize Mars and turn it into a habitable world. And, you know, and it's proven fact. I mean, the technology will be basically in the next century, we'll be able to turn Mars into a habitable world, and we will be living there. So, you know, I think sooner than later, I'm just trying to get this point across. If any politician has to hear this, get off your asses and do your jobs and get us out there. I have this kind of thing going on. I just think that that's how it should be. But anyway.
I have a question for you on that. If people went in that direction, there's no way that they're going to get all these people on the planet from here to there. Right.
Actually, if you look at some of the advances in propulsive technology, let's put it this way. The current technology we use for lifting people off and getting into orbit is about all that's good for. When you're talking interplanetary and interstellar travel, you have to have a whole new set of technologies. And when you realize that we're at the end of this whole thing about doing what we do right now with old fashioned conventional rockets, there has already been a big movement into ion engines. And ion engines are basically a completely different beast. You gotta use chemical rockets to get people into orbit. That's a given, proven technology. We've got that. It's old hat. The next step will be kind of a supercharged ion engine, and it's already on the drawing board, and they're probably going to start testing it in the next 10 to 20 years. And the theory is, and I think it'll actually work, is they'll be able to get from here to Mars in 6 days.
But can they afford to get everybody off of Earth onto Mars?
Well,
me, that's a big, big, big expense. So is it only going to be the people that have enough money to pay their way over there?
Well, let's put it this way. You start if you think about what happened in the when the New World was being, you know, explored. Did they have everybody leave England and Spain? And, you know, no, they sent explorers out in small ships. And they explored, and they found incredible wealth and vast resources, and they were bringing things back, and they were benefiting the old world, and the new world was being colonized, and that's exactly what's going to happen again. You know, there's things on the moon and on Mars that we have, and the asteroids that we have no idea could even exist. We already know this. We know for a fact that we're going to run into materials, phenomena that we've never seen before, and things that are going to be useful here on Earth. And so I think it's going to be a transition. It's going to be something that will become a spacefaring people. And it will end up that we'll pretty much colonize. I would tend to think we're going to hit a lot of the moons of the solar system, definitely Mercury, definitely Mars, our moon for sure. And there will be quite a bit of activity. And I think it will even become a thing where Mars will have its own political identity. And the same thing with Mercury. You know, and you'll see these things developing in the next 100, 200 years. But after that, it's at the point where we've even got plans for warp drive out there, believe it or not. If you go look at on Google and do a search for advanced propulsion and NASA, you'll see there's a page for that. And they talk about warp drive. And it turns out that it's eminently possible. There's theories out there that they think are going to work that actually compress the space between a given destination and where you're at, and actually you can literally squash space and and be able to be there in a very short time. And it sounds fantastic, but it's true. The laws of physics do allow for these things. And Einstein predicted some of these things. So, you look at Star Trek and you think, oh, yeah, that's all fantasy. BS. Everything that we've theorized in science fiction ends up becoming true. And so, you know, imagine the effect on the human race when we start going out there and you start running into other races, you know, because we're going to run into this stuff. And Christy, I see that. All you have to do is if you want to be on there, I'm just responding to a PM here. If you want to be on, just raise your hand. You got to hit the one to be raise your hand, because that's why I didn't answer that. So I see that, Christy. Thanks. So just let me know when you're ready. Just hit the number one, and I'll pop you on. All right. But anyway, it's just amazing stuff. I just wonder, though, for all the people that that have worked in the business and who have passed away or, you know, died in accidents, you know, some of the shuttle crews and things like that, what it was like for them. So I kind of dedicated this whole show to that, you know, and I'll do readings tonight and, we'll have fun with it. And I'm going to talk a little bit about, I mentioned the whole thing with the psychic reading thing. I made a critical decision after the last show I decided that I'm not doing any more psychic readings and relationship readings. Basically done with that. You know, I'm a medium. And it's just one of those things where if you are, you know, my whole way of doing things is around, you know, talking to the other side. And that's what I trained for. And to call me up and ask me to do readings of about is my boyfriend going to come back or my, you know, this and that, it's like, no. So in the future, what we'll do is just politely say no. If they want advice, life advice, I'm willing to give life advice, but not a psychic reading. And, you know, and then we'll keep it down to a minimum. But I'm really going to work more about connecting people to their loved ones and make it a high quality reading. So we're going to definitely work on that. Let's see. What do we? You know, I never read all the people out there. Got Nancy.
Yes, you never did.
Well,
I don't mind reading it. I'll do that.
Go for it.
Okay. Tonight we have John. We've got Boat Mom, Bright, Castle 407, Kathy's Distant Echoes, Christy Sargent, Deb Wells, Driss Reg, Gerber Daisy. Guest 4740, guest 4849, guest 4873, Indigo Patty. What, they are from France?
Oh, they are from France.
I don't know that, but thank you for telling me. Indigo Patty, Jean Marie, Jennifer's Journey, me, Rebecca Bryson, Solano, and Vicky Lady. Hello.
Hey, thanks everybody for coming in. And, so, yeah, let's see, 10:07 here in the Pacific
and
time
Chris.
Zone.
And
yes.
Chris just popped in. Yay.
Oh, Chris is in. I have a special song for two of the people in the audience today, Chris being one of them and Debbie being the other, possibly Nancy. I might have a song for her. So we'll play some of that music later in the show. I'm planning a kind of a musical extravaganza tonight to celebrate our new capabilities here in the studio. So thank you everybody for coming in. Let's see, Bama, I'm going to go ahead and bring you on even though your hand's not up. And I see the other one with the DIT, and I did not write that person's name down last time. They've called in before, but I recognize that. So we're going to go ahead and bring Bama on. Hello.
Oh, that's the first time I got to hear the new unmuted voice come on there. That was cool.
Unmuted? Well, what happens? Yeah. What if you are muted and have a voice? What happens then?
I don't know.
I'm
unmuted. I
don't
know nothing about
this. I can't speak.
Stuff.
You can hear me? How's that work? Okay.
Well, I didn't really have a question. I heard you when you said you weren't doing, and I was on the show the other night when that one lady just kept going on and on and on. And,
oh,
and
dear God.
I understand.
That
why
was
you're
what did it to me. Oh, dear God.
I can tell. Yeah,
that
was what happened
the one
tonight,
that pushed,
wasn't it?
Oh, it pushed me over the edge. I mean, and we had thing after the show, the after show party.
Yeah, it was cool. Quite interesting.
We had a lot of fun. I mean, it was sort of out of control, and I kind of looked at that and went, okay, we're going to have to rip some controls on that in the future. But it was funny. I'm noticing kind of a big uptick in these people that are calling in for the psychic readings, and some of them even have an agenda at work, and I'm being much more careful with when we see this stuff coming in. It's really, you know, this shows, you know, I'm not a medium who charges for the readings. I'm paying for this. I'm paying for the privilege to come here and sit before you and do this work. And it's from my heart. And, you know, I don't like it when people come in. The other thing is that it's kind of noted that I just want to make sure that everyone knows. I know when these folks are doing this, but I have a responsibility. And this is part of my, when I did my mediumship studies, We were told these things would be happening, and one of the things that we have an obligation to do, and I swore to my teacher that I would do, is that we leave them better than we found them, even when we know they're doing this stuff.
Exactly.
So it's not like I didn't see it, and you know, I can get snookered with the best of them, but you know, when I kind of start feeling that little thing, and my guides are kind of kicking me and saying, hey, you know, you got to watch this. And I get really deep into it, and I'll let them ensnare themselves enough that I can just play along, and it sounds like I'm sitting there getting totally taken in, but I am aware of what's going on.
I understand that completely. What sign are you?
My sign?
Yeah.
Oh, God. July. I was born in mid-July.
Okay.
And so that makes me absolute Cancer.
Okay. I was just checking to see if you were a Capricorn, too, because I do that. I get it. You know, there's people that will always say, you're letting them run over you and this and that. No, I'm not. I'm fully aware of what I'm doing, you know, and just, you know.
It's funny. The thing is that people, when you start reading them and they're opening up, and you've thrown yourself open psychically and, you know, as a medium, and you're just sitting there taking it in, and suddenly you just, you know, those little still voices, and that's what the mediumship is like. There's a little still voice that just happens, and you can kind of sense what, you know, you hear, if you stop and listen, and then you pay attention to the symbols that are going on, you start to go, oh. And one of the key ones I get, the key when I know I've got somebody, all of a sudden the word deception just comes in, deception.
Right.
And I'll go, oh, and I just make a note of it. And In the past, I used to not, when these folks would call in, I would look and just go along with the game, try to leave them better when I found them, and not even record the information I see at the switchboard here. I'm changing that policy based on that last one. That last show kind of did me in. I just went, that's it. I'm done. And, you know, and I had another show prior to that, I had a girl that called in, and I was trying to help her. And she really wasn't interested in what I was saying. She just wanted to know if she was going to get this job. And she kept telling me, and it's like, you're not getting it. You know, and I mean, the whole point of our lives, of being here on Earth, the mission we accepted when God, you know, and all our guides got together and said, okay, you ready to go down again? And, you know, you're suiting up, we're putting you in. You know, you're going to go down there. Here's kind of the mission plan. You're going to do these things, and it's up to you to make it work. And that's the point. It's like, you know, and I don't mind. And here's the deal. I mean, mediumship is a wonderful thing. It is all about they have an interest in letting us know they're around. They love us. We love them. And there's enough connection with some of the, you know, the people that we care about who really want to get a message through and encourage us, but they can't do it for us. And that's the deal. And and that's the thing I see with the psychic readings is people just want to throw their, you know, don't take responsibility. Oh, what's my fate? It's like, yeah, it's in your hands, dude.
Right. I'm not a medium, so I get that in my everyday life, and I do see things. I see people. I've always been able to do that and get feelings. But as far as like people coming to talk to me, to talk to somebody else, I don't have that. I don't suppose.
Well, actually, I'm going to say something here. When you see people, you know, you say you're seeing spirits, right?
Yes, always.
Okay. And do you ever hear them?
Very few times have I heard them audibly. Like sometimes I can hear my name being spoken, and I can, you know, I'll see. It doesn't happen every day, you know, that I see, you know, the spirits or anything. It seems like it's in really critical moments, you know, and I've had some very strong things that happened during emergency moments that I needed to be told, and I listened, and it was like really strong. But other than, oh yeah, just to get back to your question, yeah, I've heard them a few times.
Okay,
I started rambling. Sorry, but
no problem.
Not
I mean,
much.
You told me enough. That's how I started out. Okay, I mean, I started out at the level you're talking about. I was seeing spirits. I would occasionally hear them. I finally realized after enough of these things happened that there was something more at work here, and I began listening to, you know, my intuition, and then actively following this. And then when my dad became ill, and I followed this some more, I found that just the act of me chasing down the unknown stimulated my development even more. The act of being around paranormal phenomena seems to open up psychic centers and mediumship skills. So I would posture to you that you may have more gifts than you think, and it's a question of developing them. So don't, you know, never close the door on mediumship. Now, there's some, it's funny, I'm reading John Edward, and there's one area I completely disagree with him on is, and I love him too. I mean, he's my total role model. But one area he said was, like, you know, mediums are made, they're, you know, born, you're not, they're not made. And it's like, yet he wrote a book about becoming a medium. And I looked and went, you know, it's like, you know, I'm in there and I'm getting accurate stuff and I've been working this for a long time. And I really feel that you can develop the skills to be a medium. And I think anybody that really wants to work on that and take it as far as they can, sky's the limit. Just work your butt off.
I used to be one of those that thought you had to just be born with it. And part of it, there's a part of me that still thinks that you do. But since I've been in contact with quite a few of you this past, you know, 2 or 3 years, I have, once they showed me to just notice more, because, you know, I was told that, yeah, you are able to do this, Christy, just notice everything. You just pay attention to it. And as I started doing that, yeah, more did occur, you know. So there is something to say about it being taught, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's what's funny is, like, it can attract even unwanted attention. And I'm going to relate something that happened this week. We started having a big uptick in activity, and it wasn't necessarily the nicest stuff. And both my mother and me here on the property started noticing that we were having a shadow person in the house. And I didn't really feel good about it. And I started having bad dreams, and she started having troubles. And we were kind of, you know, in each other's face a little bit. And I finally went, you know, I'm not liking this at all. So I went out last night, or actually 2 days ago, and I took the sage out, and I saged the property. I walked around the whole property, and I told this thing out there, you're not allowed in. We're done. And if you want to make me drag out the salt and really bring up the big guns, we can play that game too. So I'm out there about midnight, you know, and the moon's full, and I'm looking around, and I look over to the – I caught some motion to the west, and I was on the front lawn, you know, and it's – and the spot I saw this thing was about 300 feet – no, about 150 feet to my right where I'm sitting at in Studio A right now. And I look out, and there's this shadow standing there, and it's moving. And I had a flashlight with me, and I flick the light on, and there's nothing there, and I flick it off. And then later I see this again, and it's kind of moving a little bit. And I just turn around, and I said, you go. You can't come in. You're done. You know, I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want, but you're not going to come in our house and mess with us. It's over. And
right.
It ended. Now, we've had this whole thing with the these voices. We were hearing a lot of talking and voices at night. Both Mom and me were hearing these things. Last night, first night in forever, we've had nothing. Now, here's the deal. I mean, this sounds like I'm a terrible person for getting rid of maybe all the good spirits too. Your inner home is kind of a place you should have some spiritual peace. Now, if there's a spirit that is of good intent, I really believe that, they're going to come in and deliver their message and leave. They're not going to come around and spend every night talking, you know, making noise. So we mediums tend to attract earthbounds in great plenitudes, and we also attract a few negative things. And so it's a kind of a responsibility you have to take care of that by cleaning up the mess, you know, that can occur. And sweep out the dust and keep that up. So just keep that in mind. That these things, once you wake up, they notice the light around you, and they want you to help. And then they don't take no for an answer, and they can bug the crap out of you. So.
Well, thank goodness I haven't really felt that feeling but once, and that's when I got my extra virgin olive oil, and you know, I've done it a little different because I didn't know any of this. I just always knew, you know. Because I have seen them, and my mother did as well. I just, you know, went out there and said my little thing, and, you know, you got to get out in the name of everything that's light. Go, you're not welcome here, you know. That's only happened a couple of times, and everything around me feels pretty peaceful, you know.
Yeah.
But that's when I called in, when you said you weren't doing the psychic thing. I was like, okay, as soon as you said that about the medium, because of what I've seen, I don't really know who they are, or I don't even know that if, you know, I knew them while they were on Earth, and it's someone from that's passed over, if it's just some people that I don't know. And I was just going to see if you seen, you know, what was around me. That would be considered mediumship,
can
right?
You, yeah, that, I mean, you're okay. Asking me to help identify what's going on with that, and that's a perfectly legit thing.
Or if somebody's coming through, or, you know, just whatever.
I'm going to kind of put it to you, because I'm going to ask a couple of basic questions. What are the initial feelings you have when you first you experience these sightings? And, you know, what are you feeling at the moment when that happens? Is it threatening? Is it happy?
The essence of the spirit?
Yeah.
Oh, it's wonderful. I'm thankful. And I love it. You know, I'm... Like I said, you know, I've only had a couple times where it was, but no, it's a very comforting and just a very thankful feeling. I'm like, oh, hey, how you doing? You know, they don't speak to me, but.
Okay,
know.
Well, I get it. I'll tell you what I feel. I mean, because I'm getting an overall feminine feeling here. I mean, from this is a female. And there's more than one. I mean, I think that you have multiple energies around you. But the dominant one that I'm picking up on is female. And I'm just going to use my system here and see. Mother, father. I keep getting the word aunt, and it's an aunt that I got to place her, and I'm going to have that on mom's side. And this woman's been gone a while.
Hmm.
Okay, that's an interesting name. Do you have a relative that would have a name that sounded like air, like Claire? I'm hearing the name Claire.
My next door neighbor, Claire, is very close to me. If she's not related to me, blood.
Blood related, okay. But how, I mean, do you consider her like family then?
Yes.
And she's on this side?
Yeah, no, she's here with me on Earth.
Yeah, she's on this side. She's here with us now.
Yeah.
Okay, so Claire, okay, so they're calling out Claire. But I'm going to stick to my guns. So this, has Claire been seeing things and experiencing stuff?
A little bit over the past couple of years, she has started opening up because of some things that have happened in her life.
Okay. So the two of you are having similar experiences, and you're in the same physical proximity. You know, you're close, you're relatively close to one another. I mean, you're next door neighbors, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Could someone over there possibly be trying to get to her?
I think that this is really for both of you, and the fact that I've got a female spirit on, and I'm going to go with aunt, and I think it's your relative, but she's calling out Claire, and I'm trying to get this, you know, because I got the name, and it's funny, I've been getting, matter of fact, I don't know, I'm going to just make a little side note, and I'm going to see if Tim's still in. No, Tim's not there right now. I'm going to talk about him, because I got something, I think it was last week, on that reading, and I'm going to talk with him about it, because he had a birthday greeting by his mother, who crashed into my meditation before my show. That was a really good one, and I got it completely wrong, just like this. You know, Claire, that spirit, this woman is saying Claire. Does your mother, is your mother still with us?
No.
Is she still on this side? She's passed.
Yeah.
Does she have sisters? Does she have sisters?
They're here though. They're still alive. Now she had, you know,
really?
I mean, she had aunts that passed on, but sisters.
So there's two sisters that your mother had. This really is focusing on your aunt's side. Is one of them trying to pay attention to what I'm getting here? Is one of them? And don't say any names for me right now. Is one of them having a? Is one of them ill?
Yeah.
Okay. Is one of them have an M name, starting with M? or a middle initial M? Because I'm getting M.
I'm trying to think of her middle name. Her last name begins with an M.
Okay. What are we dealing with, a cancer?
Not that I'm aware of.
What's this illness? Because I'm trying to get the connection with it. She's trying. We're going through the standard part of the reading where you're trying to get who we got, and then they're going to give me evidence to say who they are, and then they're going to give the message. And they're already, they're already giving little bits and drabs about your life and all that they're aware of what's going on with you. So there's an awareness. Let's put it this way. I'm getting enough that it's she's not the most forward communicator I've picked up in a while. But definitely, I'm getting enough. So the last name starts with an M. So we got that. And an aunt, we have an illness. And not a cancer, so I got that. But I know there's an illness. Is your mother gone quite some time?
12 years.
I was going to start with 10.
That's from it was from cancer. I don't know if maybe that's why you heard that or not.
And so, I'm beginning to think that what I'm getting is your mother, because the more I'm looking at, I was really resisting. And this is where I kick myself sometimes. I should have just gone with it and go, yeah, I got your mother here. But when I picked up Claire and Aunt, and then this, all these things are coming in together, I really think it is her. So she's around.
Yeah.
And do you talk to her? Do you pray to her at all? Do you?
Yes.
I mean, how often do you do that?
Every day.
All right. And how long has this been going on for the number of feelings that you've been having, where you've been having these experiences that are not quite normal?
I think they're normal. I'm just saying.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
With her.
Basically, yeah.
You mean just specifically with my mom?
Yeah, I mean, you've had this these experiences that have been going on some time. How long has this been going on?
Well, other than right now, I mean, forever.
Was there an uptick at your mother's passing?
Was there a what?
An uptick in the activity? Did you notice any differences after?
Yeah.
Afterwards?
Yes.
So it got to be more. Now, have you ever suspected that she was around?
Oh, definitely. I've seen her.
Okay. So.
Yeah. And she does little things that, I haven't felt her as much lately, just every now and then, but when I feel her really strong. I haven't seen her in a while, though.
I'm getting another name here, and I don't know. I'm just going to go with it, because I don't know if this belongs to your family or to Claire, but there's a Vivian who's with them on that side. Do you know Vivian or a Viv? Sounds like Vivian.
Yeah. Could it? I don't. Claire may know a Vivian. I don't. I know that my aunt that is with my mother is Evelyn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And your aunt has passed, and her name is Evelyn.
Yeah, she's my second aunt. It's my mother's.
That's pretty close. And when I get a name, sometimes it's like I'd be hearing it underwater, and I just go with what it's the it's got the sound of, and I get, sometimes I hit it right on the money, and other times it's like, and it's pretty darn close. Evelyn, I would call that on the border of a hit.
Right.
And I'm going to go with that, because I was getting aunt, and it was bringing up this whole aunt thing. And so I'm going to tie that up. So that's Evelyn. This is all starting to make sense. The inclusion of Claire is interesting. Did they ever meet Claire?
No, but I feel like they are close to her because of the amount of prayer that I had for Claire from them and asking. I know you probably don't want me to say too much.
No, absolutely. You know what? I really think before you go on with that, I really think that the whole point of this reading and the message and just the feel I get for it is they're proud as punch of what you're doing. they're happy with the fact you're doing, you know, you're listening and you're being aware of all these things. I think that if I had to read where this is going and what the whole purpose of it is about, is they're around you and they want to make sure that, okay, I'm getting more here. The aunt who's ill, what is her illness, the one who's alive now?
Well, she's just older and she has diabetes and heart issues and not a lot of medication. But
is she close? Are you not too far from her?
I'm about 4 hours away from her.
Okay. I would say that if I had to read this right, part of tonight's thing is, I mean, do you have good relationship with her?
Yes.
I would strongly stress that you might want to do some visitation in person and be around her a little bit. I don't know if you do, how often you go there, but it wouldn't hurt to have a couple of trips.
Okay.
That's what I'm picking up on.
I've been
really
feeling that for 6 months very strongly. Thank you.
Yeah, I really think that part of this is just to affirm you to believe in your own self, your gifts and yourself, where you're going with this, the mediumship angle and the psychic skills. The Claire connection, I really think that you two feed off one another. And I think that there's abilities in both your, you know, you've both got the abilities. This is really a good reading. I'm really liking, you know, at first I thought she wasn't that great a communicator, but she's really giving me all the stuff that ties it up in a nice bow.
That would
I
be
really
my mother.
she's real soft spoken. Was your mother kind of soft spoken in life, but firm?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she only spoke when it was, but she wasn't soft with it.
She didn't believe in idle chat,
as she would call it.
She would just speak kind of, but when the time came to you know, lay down the law, she wasn't afraid of showing
right.
the power, right? Okay. Well, I'm on with her. I mean, this is pretty, I don't get anything from your father's side, not a thing, but I'm getting this strong thing. Their main concern right now is the aunt who's ill, but also, you know, this whole bit of you continuing to do the work you're doing, but they want you to go in and be around this aunt who's sick.
Okay.
And kind of while you've got the time, it's really important, and bring the other family members with you to just, it's the time's drawing near for her transition. And that's kind of the sense I have of it. And I normally would never say a thing like that, but she's being very firm about you tell them.
Okay.
She's like finger in my face kind of thing. So it would be a good time to do that. You know, while you have that chance, get the thing said you need to say and make sure everything's, you know, settled. This thing with Claire keeps coming up. I think you're going to, if you wanted to practice.
I know that she's not up to that, the Claire. Well, I'm going to tell you this. Claire came through. Maybe tell me if you think this could be why she came through. I'm just trying to help you out on this.
All right.
We are close, but we're not like. She comes to me when she wants to talk about, you know, the little things that she's starting to see. Her son, he was killed in Afghanistan.
Oh, dear God, this is why. All right.
So she's, you know, she wasn't a believer at all in anything, really. And now, well, his birthday is September 6th, and she has just been pointing it out to her. You know, all these things are coming to her, and she really only feels comfortable telling me those things because, you know, people, you know, they'll tell you you're going to hell for doing that or you're crazy or whatever. So that's what I meant when I think that they may be attached with her because I've prayed, you know, so many times for them and everything to.
Well, I'll tell you what, I really think that the reason this is being brought up, I think that she's going to open up more, and I think you two are going to be working together a little more than you would think. Give it time. There's a reason that they pushed really hard on this whole connection. You know, they're around you a lot. Just trust in the fact that things are going to go the way they should, and sometimes there's developments that will surprise you that you didn't see coming. and just accept that. And I think that there may be something dramatic in the future, if I read this right, the way your mother's coming across. They're cooking up a scheme with, since you two are close on this side, there's these two different soul groups are working together to make this happen, and they're really working on getting Claire to open up, and that's what I really think is going on here. So you can be really helpful with that. So
okay.
This is sort of, if it were me, I would be talking to your mother tonight after this, and kind of see what dreams and what signs you do get, and make sure you record all this.
Okay.
And don't be surprised if there's some strange things that occur in the next couple of weeks, and I'd love to hear what happens, because I just think that there's more to this. And the story is definitely not played out, but you have a big role in this. You know, you've got your own family member with the difficulties, but you know, you have this friend who your family on the other side is showing concern for, and there's more to the story. And I really think that this is going to be an interesting thing if you come back a couple of weeks from now. I'd like just to kind of hear how this goes.
I'll definitely let you know. I appreciate that a lot. You really helped me kind of, no, not kind of. You confirmed a lot for me. Thank you very much.
Hey, you're welcome. And thanks for dialing in. I was very pleased to read for you tonight.
Well, thank you. I'll let you get on to the next one.
Okay, thank you.
Good night.
Bye. All right, we got a few callers in. I'm going to take a station break, and actually I'm going to dedicate, since I promised to do a little bit of music for somebody. I promised. Is that you? Is that you, Nancy?
That's me. I mean, I didn't.
All
yeah,
right.
It's me.
I have a song for, actually for you. Let me see. Here we go. This song is for Nancy. We're going to be back in 3 minutes, 58 seconds. I'm going to stretch a little bit. Nancy, this one's for you, from me.
Okay. Thank you, I think. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Like the
right. We're back, and oh, goodness gracious.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome.
I love it.
I could see you sitting there, you know, Polish woman that you are, playing the guitar, just sitting there staring straight ahead, kind of go, wow.
5 pounds of my makeup on. I'm addicted to love.
I always, you know, and it's funny, I'm playing music that it turned out I was rather surprised. I suddenly realized a lot of these people whose music I'm playing are all on the other side now. Robert Plant. I did not know Robert Plant had passed away. And so here's to Robert. You know, great music. That guy just did some awesome stuff while he was alive. He had a heart attack and just passed away very suddenly, I think back in the 90s. So, Robert, we miss you, dude. You did some great music. Anyway, we did a great reading here, I think, this last, you know, 5 minutes ago or so. I thought that really came out pretty well, huh?
I think it did, too, yeah.
Yeah, that lady, the mother, was just a pretty good communicator. At first, I was really kind of not putting it together, and she was just giving little bits and drabs and connecting the dots, and it was like, if they all went that good, I'd be really pleased. So, by the way, I wanted to talk a little bit about, before we jump into the next, I've got callers at the Yin Yang here, and I see, just so you know, I've got 513 I'm going to take next. And you've been waiting a long time, so I see you out there. And then I see a 773-323-214-516, just so you have an idea what I've got there in the order. But we are going to be doing I think it's next week. I don't have my show schedule up here. Let me pull that up and go to look at my show schedule list here. And I'm just going to let you guys know, we've got some new things planned. I'm trying to kind of get away from doing the same old show every time. So we're going to be doing next week on the 7th, I'll do just a pure regular pure mediumship show. So it'll be kind of the normal thing. But on the 14th, you guys are going to be the medium. I'm going to be there helping you. So those of you who want to dial in and be a medium for a night, I will help you read and kind of coach you through it for those of you who want to dial in and try it. And we'll have people, you know, you could try to read me, or you could have a friend dial in, or just a random stranger who will invite people to be read and also to be the reader. And I'll walk them through, and I'll help you read. And so it's going to be You're the Medium night. And we've never tried that before. We'll see how it works. On the 21st, I'm going to be doing a pure EVP night. We're going to be doing the EVPs that we do with Telephone Bridge. It'll be no regular readings, like, you know, like me sitting there talking like I did here earlier. It'll be a couple of questions per person. We're going to record directly from the spirit world and play it back. So that'll be really cool stuff. I've got a show on the 28th. I haven't really kind of come up with a theme for that, but I'm going to try something really cool there, so we'll change that. And I think I may even try on the 30th a Sunday show. So we've got that on all on tap coming up. But anyway, just wanted you to know what we're up to. I'm going to bring 513 on and see where we're going. We'll try to kind of keep it down a little bit to maybe 15 minutes tops on readings here, so we can let a lot of people through. 10 if we can. Let everybody get read. So here we go. 513,
you know what?
You're on. What's that?
It's Indigo Patty.
Yeah.
And she just wanted to listen. But maybe you can read her anyway.
Say again?
She put a little comment in chat, says, I'm 513, I'm just listening, you don't have to read me.
Oh, okay. She had her hand up, so I kind of was thinking, 513, do you just want to listen?
Yeah. I mean, unless you sense anyone coming through, like, you could read for like a second, maybe a second.
There's a medium who's reading you now. He's actually on the other end of the microphone. He's coming through for you. Okay, I'll tell you what. I think let me just see if I get anything. Male. A male energy. What is your name, by the way?
My name is Patty.
Okay, Patty. Male energy, where do I assign it? Father's side, definitely.
Oh, okay.
Father's side. All right.
I'm guessing I know who this is. I've heard from him many times before, so.
Is it on your father's side, right?
Yes.
For
yes.
sure. Okay. He's been passed a while. Show me seven. 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 How long has he been passed?
Well, this is either my grandfather or my Uncle Jim. My Uncle Jim, yeah, he's been passed for at least 7 years.
Okay. All right. So that's, I'm going to tie in. You kind of be careful because one of the things I have to stress on readings is don't give me names right off the bat. Because
oh, okay. That, sorry.
Say, yeah, it's, you're kind of, you're polluting the water. Okay. So, but that's a good deal. So he's around 7 years now, is Jim, right?
Yes.
Okay. And he's come through before. Yeah, so you gave that.
Yeah.
Okay. Knives. Why am I getting knives? What's the thing with knives with Jim? He's showing me knives. Sharp
things.
I have no
idea.
Does Jim show up at your house? Is there something with you seeing him or is experiencing him around? Does he like visit?
Well, that's
your home
my grandfather.
Or
my grandfather does, yes. And
okay,
and him, he shows up too.
All right, what's the deal? Did you have something in the home with somebody got cut? I'm getting knives. I'm sticking to my guns on this. He's showing me knives.
Hmm.
I don't know. Is there something with was there something sharp, something there's something with knives. There's like a sharp input. What? Do you have children?
No.
All right. Who's the one close to you that has the children? You showing me children?
I don't know of anyone.
All right. There's something with children and knives. What is going on here? What is Jim? Jim, dude, you're freaking confusing me too. All right. You don't have children. There's no children around you, and I'm seeing kids. The property you live on, is it? Is the home you live in fairly old?
Not really.
I mean, but is it okay? Is the I'm trying to find this. Is the area that you live in? I mean, there's a lot of history to it. That's kind of what I'm getting here. What is that he's showing you? That, is there a lot of history on the property? I mean, it's not so much that the house itself is old, but there was a lot that happened around there.
There might have been, yeah.
Where in the world are you?
I'm in Ohio. I mean, I've heard that the place where my house is used to be a farm.
Okay. Have you been having, you say your grandfather and Jim show up, and I think this may be explaining what they're talking about here, because sometimes I have trouble. I have trouble, and I've got to get better at this because my teacher's going to kick my butt. But it's because I haven't been reading enough lately. but what it is I get sometimes I confuse the living and the dead, and I get them in reverse, like what I did with Tim last week. I got his mother came through, crashed through, and wanted me to read to let him know that she knew. She was saying happy birthday and told me his age. And then I had it all reversed, and he tells me later on, no, that was my mother coming through. It's a happy birthday thing. But I really think does your property have more activity than just the your two relatives coming through?
I think so, yeah.
All right.
I kind of sense
there's
other spirits around.
All right, I'm going to pin this on the fact that I think you have possible earthbound and some residual going on, but I feel that there were children that are either being heard or you're hearing like children's voices or will hear them, and I think that you have the farm implements definitely, that would be sharp, that would be the knives, the things that cut. All that. I think if you were to research the history of the property, you're going to find some interesting things out. And they're just kind of, this is part of the thing that they're showing.
Okay.
They're aware of these other spirits, and that's why they're bringing this through. They're only just, I mean, there's not like a lot of concern from them for anything you're going through. Although, are you presently in a relationship right now?
Not right now, no.
Was there, were you married? I'm sorry to be so personal. But
no.
Were you in like a marriage?
No.
What was the last significant relationship?
It was in college, kind of.
Okay, and how long has that been?
That's been over 5 years now.
Okay. So are you dating at this point? I mean, I'm following this for a reason. They're really pushing this whole angle. Are you out casual dating? It's not like you're not getting married right off the bat or nothing like that.
No, not right now.
You're not even dating?
No.
Why am I being shown male energy with you? I keep getting a significant male around you, and I'm sitting here trying to place him, and it's like I'm going, and he's alive. They made sure to tell me he's alive. He's here with you on this side.
Oh, okay. Maybe in the future. I don't know.
No, what's happening now? What? If I had to read this the way they're talking about it, do you sort of go through life not aware of, you know, when people are taking an interest in you? I hate to break that to you.
Because
I got a feeling. Let's put it this way. I'm a bit of a blockhead when it comes to this, and it takes like a crowbar to my head to get the attention sometimes. Even though I'm a medium, it's like in real life, I'm like, oh. And so that's sort of the feeling I get here. You're not exactly looking for a relationship. You're happy then. You're doing your thing. You're going through life. You're living. You're driving to work. You're doing what you do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm feeling that there's a male energy who's been kind of keeping in the background with you, and I think he's going to make an appearance. And it's not so much, I think he's really shy. Okay. They're just kind of putting that out there, that don't be surprised if you end up going out and it could develop into something. But I almost felt like a soulmate. I thought you were married to this guy. That's the thing. I was going, okay, this is interesting. I think it's going to make its appearance for you. Just just go with the flow when all this happens. But they're kind of giving you a heads up, like, oh, you're going to like this. You weren't looking for it, but it's in the cards. The thing with the knives, they want you to know about the history of your property. I'm going to go back to that. So it's really not, I don't get anything, you know, earth-shaking with you, other than your life is going to change in a nice, positive way. You know, they got this, but they really want you to know about this thing with the property. They would like you to research it. It's going to come in handy down the road, and they're not telling me why. So see if you can just what you can nose around and see if you can find. And I would love to hear what this is, because they're not telling me. But I can say this: there were a lot of sharp implements, and the knife thing is really big here. I mean, they're showing me every kind of knife symbol I know, and I'm like, you know, just don't throw them at me. But I mean, it's like every kind of crazy knife there is. This, I don't know if somebody made knives there or did something with knives, but they're really big on the sharp implement stuff, and I don't get it. But it's important that you know it.
Okay, well, I'll do some research.
Do some research on this, but I'm trying to get, there's one last thing he's. Your father had siblings, yes? And don't tell me which sexes. For the siblings?
Actually, no.
What is the symbol? He's showing me contemporaries with him on his side, to his side. Was there, um, really trying to read him, and he's another one of those that I'm really having trouble with the symbols. Did he have, was he military?
Yes.
Did he have military?
Yes.
Was he close to a bunch of guys in the military? Were they like Band of Brothers type guys?
They might have been. I could see that.
All right. Because, yeah, I was looking at Brothers, and I'm going, okay, I don't want you to tell me. I'm feeling like he's close. I mean, how old was he when he passed?
He was about 70, in his 70s, I believe.
All right. Then he's just basically pointing out he's okay. I think that's what this is he's just giving kind of a, hey, I'm pulling back. But the thing is, I'm with the guys. And
okay.
I'm happy with them. He's saying names. I've got Sheldon and I've got Sydney, and I don't know who they are.
Okay. I don't know either of them, but.
You might find out what his unit information was and see if if any of those names might have been with him.
Okay.
But he was very, very clear about these two. That's the one thing, Sydney and Sheldon. And I don't, Sid. So that's what I've got. He's basically okay. He's fine. All that. Jim's just, he's got nothing else to say. He's just laughing. He thinks it's funny.
Okay.
Is Jim a funny guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was pretty funny. Yeah.
He thinks the whole thing is a freaking joke. I mean, he's laughing about the whole knife thing in the farm. I mean, that's kind of the. He says you got a hell of a surprise coming.
I don't know what's coming? I'm sorry.
Hell of a surprise. Have a great time. Enjoy your research. Sorry, I couldn't be more specific. Okay.
Okay. Well, okay.
Thanks a lot. All right.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I'm sorry to have taken up so much time.
Oh, no trouble. Glad to help. Here to help.
Okay.
Just stay away from the knives. That's a big thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
Hey, see you later.
Take care.
Knives, Nancy. Knives. Stay away from the knives. What the hell was that all about? I don't get it. Nancy, you there? Hello? She must have dropped off. I'm going to see if this is her. Nancy, is that you?
John.
I didn't see the thing. I'm sitting here talking to dead air going, what the hell happened? All right, so all my crazy neighbors are outside making tons of noise. Rebecca, just go out and make noise back. That's what you do. Start doing that. John is such a hoot. Kathy says, I'm a hoot. She's in Virginia. That's what they say back there. You're a hoot. Okay. Hoot. All right. So 773, we're going to bring you on. And there we go. What's your name? Where are you from? Welcome to Soul Stream.
Hi. It's Lucy. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi.
What can I do for you?
Is there anybody on the other side trying to talk to me?
I got, they're talking to me because the room just became noticeably colder and they're actually here. I mean, I'm not kidding you. The minute you started talking, the room went definitely colder and I'm actually got a chill on.
Okay.
Did somebody just pass? Did you have a recent passing?
No.
And don't tell me who. Okay. Who's. This psych is a really cold energy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to place this and I'm having difficulty with it. And this is not. I'm just going to go back to basics and see if I can. Who are you? Can I step forward? Where do you live? You're in Chicago, right?
Yes.
What, God, I hate to go back to the haunt thing, but I think this is what this is. Have you had paranormal, yes or no, paranormal activity in the home?
In my home, no.
Where at, though?
I am a paranormal investigator.
God. I wonder. I'm going crazy. I've got chills completely around me, and I'm like going, what is going on? Did you do a case recently where you were in, so you must have been were you in a really crazy haunt here recently?
Yes.
In a, yeah.
Yes.
oh, okay. Because I'm going, which family do you belong to? And it's like this spirit's going, I'm not telling you, you know what? And I'm like, I don't know where to put you. I mean, and it's like, was there a bunch of them? Like earthbounds?
Yes.
What? Okay, I'm going to concentrate on the case then, because I'm just going to go. Was the whole team, just yes and no, the whole team, multiple members on the team, right? Yes?
Yes.
Multiple team members affected?
Yes.
Were you in, show me a warehouse. Was this like a fairly large building?
No.
I'm feeling like a warehouse thing. I'm getting storage. Was this storage? Was there a storage room or something in here?
No.
What was this? Because I'm
it was
confused
a home.
On the. It was a home.
Mm-hmm.
Was it? Was it multiple? Were a multiple level?
Yes.
Am I getting it from the? I'm going to go lower. I'm just going to go lower level. Was it lower down than most of the activity?
It actually was all over.
Where were you having the activity the most?
Oh, God. I want to say probably the upper floor.
Okay, what was happening in the lower level?
Lower level, we were having lights going, a tea light go on and off.
Okay, this is pretty interesting. I've never actually had a active haunt visit the show. It's a completely different thing. I mean, the minute I got that cold sensation, it was just, it was like when I do investigations, the same thing. When I'm in a particular haunt, you'll get that rush of cold, you know, and every
yes.
hair on you stands up. And that's kind of what I have going on. And it's kind of lessened out a bit. Multiple spirits.
Yes.
And I feel big tall guy, angry.
Okay. Yes.
Was okay, and he did not like you being there.
I figured that.
What's the thing with the? Was there murder in this home?
Yes.
Is there death and murder?
Yes.
Okay. Was there multiple, correct?
Yes.
Were there children involved?
Yes.
All right, I'm on them. Oh, Christ, this is ugly.
Yeah.
It was just really ugly. I'll say this, it's intelligent.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Definitely intelligent. There's not residual here. This is active place. And what your intentions are really good, and what you're doing is good. I would say don't back off. Keep doing what you're. Are you going back to this place?
No. Probably in the near, not in the near future.
Okay. But you're going to keep the case files open and potentially visit it again.
Yes.
Did you get some amazing EVPs out of this?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That mail is a real piece of work.
Yes.
Can you? Okay. I it's kind of pulling back. It's not my normal type reading. I've never had quite one of these before. Can
mm-hmm.
you go ahead and tell me? Go ahead and tell us about it. I mean, I'm kind of.
We went to the Valeska
wow.
Axe Murder House.
The what?
The Valeska Axe Murder House.
Ay, ay, ay. No wonder I got the chills.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like for you in there?
You know what? For us, we've got some really good evidence. We got a door moving by itself. We had a chair move. We had the activity of tea lights that have a plastic switch at the bottom where it was going on
yeah.
and off. In response
yeah.
to my partner, and it was just two of us. It was me and my partner, and
yeah,
we knew he. You know, well, as a rule,
when teams go in there, he definitely does not like people coming in. He doesn't like people calling him out. And I do know that he moves freely around the home. Now, the family that's there, it was 6 children and 2 parents.
Yeah, I had a little girl in particular. I kept seeing a little girl. There was a young girl killed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Is she one of the more active ones, the children that come through?
Yeah, because I was touched a couple times, and I knew it was a child. I knew it was one of the children.
Has anybody ever tried to clear that place out?
Many people have tried. Many people have tried. And it seems like the more that they try, the worse it gets.
Yeah, wow. I'm just amazed. I mean, I've never had an active paranormal case, you know, walk in like this, and then I just pick up on all this. It's
mm-hmm.
a really different thing. I think that you're really good at what you do. Just be careful out there.
Yes. Oh no. Trust me. That is the main thing. Our protection is very, very important. We don't want anything leaving that should not leave.
Okay, well, I would say this, the fact that that would come through all the way out here to, Northern California, and I would pick up on that, I would say that that case had quite a, you shook this guy up a bit, the fact I would pick up on this, and I mean, I'm sick to my stomach kind of feeling with it, that's
yeah.
the thing, it's like I'm trying to wash my, distance from it,
I'm sorry,
Yeah, it's not you. No, you didn't, it was such a strong case that, that was around you. And I think it is around you. I think, I've had them follow. I mean, I had a case at Preston Castle,
mm-hmm.
where we were followed and the entire team got messed with
mm-hmm.
and we had to take steps to deal with it. And we did. And I called around some good friends and said, what am I dealing with here? And they helped me work through it. But, my God, this guy was really ticked off at you guys, you know, and I feel like, if you haven't had activity, and you've done your protections, you're good, but this guy's really pissed.
Okay.
That's the deal. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I hope that helps. Just keep your protections up.
Yeah. No. That's excellent. That's excellent. You know what? You're amazing. You're absolutely amazing. I do have a radio show, and we are looking for a medium.
Okay. I'm open for to do a little something. We could talk.
Okay.
Tell you what.
Is there a good way to contact you?
Yeah, if you go out to Facebook, I've got my if you look for John Almada, J-O-N and A-L-M-A-D-A, or you
mm-hmm.
go to the Soul Streams with an S page.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me there. And then Nancy got kicked again. Nancy, you're getting kicked off. Hang on a sec.
I know.
Oh, you're back.
Am I?
Okay. Yeah, you are. I can hear you. Yeah.
Oh, thank
but
God.
Anyway, I've got your number written down. I'll definitely get a hold of you on Facebook and I'll be in contact with you. We can talk some.
Yeah, I would love it. I'm on Facebook right now. It's J-O-N or J-O-H-N.
J-O-N. That darn H gets in the way. Silent. It really brings everything up. Yeah, M-A-D-A, Almada. Portuguese name, but I'm actually full. I'm almost fully Celtic, believe it or not. It was my Celtic relatives landed in the Azores and stayed, and they're like these 6 foot. 6 foot tall giants around all these little small Portuguese people. And I've got a Portuguese name, but I'm like this folk Celt. Go figure.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'll definitely be in touch.
Please do. Like I said, you are amazing.
Well, thank you. I I'm just an instrument. But I'll tell you, I'm an instrument that's like got that cold feeling. And then, I'll be glad to talk more with you.
Thanks
you
a lot, dear. Thank you very
much. All right,
Lucy. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. All right. We are, let's see, we got about 25 minutes remaining. I promised I would play a little something for somebody. Debbie Wells. What am I going to do to you? Again, I need to take a little bit of a stretch here. So let me think of something here that I can play that's short enough and yet is I think this one's perfect for her. I think you guys will like this. We're going to go ahead and play Heaven is a Place on Earth for Debbie. She's going to like this. And here we go. Here you go, Debbie. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Promised I would do a little something here with regard to the Apollo program and our show being dedicated to Neil Armstrong. So I'm going to play a little something from the moon, our actual neighbor, about 250,000 miles out. This is the Apollo 8 Christmas greeting to all of us on Earth. And I was alive at that time. I was a 10-year-old kid when this happened. But here we are, a little something from those extraordinary people who explored the moon and pioneered some amazing technologies for all of us.
wind now booking lunar sunrise. And for all the people back on Earth, the crew of Apollo 8 has a message that we would like to send to you. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light. That it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day. And God said, let there be a firmness in the midst of the waters. And let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament, and the evening and the morning was the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place. And let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he sea. And God saw that it was good. And from the crew of Apollo 8, we close with good night, good luck, a Merry Christmas, and God bless all of you on the good earth.
And it was an amazing thing. Those guys were Frank Borman and the Apollo 8 crew got around, did the first orbit of the moon. And it was effectively at that point that the Soviets quit being a force with regard to the lunar landing. Their program, the N1 program, I believe it was, basically stopped at that point. It was pretty clear the United States was going to make it. And for all the people who died, the Apollo 1 crew, and subsequently the two different shuttle crews who died in orbit or are trying to get home or on the ground, to all of you, thank you for your sacrifice and what you did. And every accident we've had in space, we've learned something from. So you guys, and thank you. And to Neil Armstrong, thank you, my friend. Godspeed, and I hope that your journey in the spirit world is as amazing as your journey it was here on Earth and on the moon. Thank you. All right, we're going to, I think Nancy dropped off, so I'm going to see if that's her coming back in. She keeps dropping. Nancy, is that you, my dear? Hello? I don't know. I'm not sure. All right, she's not coming back, so I've got her definitely on, so I'm going to just leave that one open. And let's go ahead and go on. We got about 15 minutes. I know I've taken a little extra time to do some fun stuff, but we are in the business of reading, so we're going to keep going forward here. 323, area code. 323, you're on SoulStream. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, yes. It's Camille from Alameda.
Hi, Kim.
No, Camille.
Oh, Camille. I'm sorry.
That's
Alameda.
Okay.
Have I talked with you before?
You have. You have a couple times.
Yeah, I remember you. You moved up from L.A. You moved to from Los Angeles. I remember you. You're a regular. Always welcome to have you on. Yeah, what's going on, my dear?
Oh, well, just enjoying this holiday weekend. And just curious, like, who is hanging around with me right now? At present moment.
Definitely got male energy. That's interesting. I'm telling you to mind my own business, but I'm kind of laughing. I mean, the guy, whoever this is, has got a real comeback. He's kind of a wisecrack kind of guy. Yes. What is it? Ah, he's a piece of work. I'm still recovering from the prior reading with all the cold. I took a break there because it was like that Chicago reading really kind of got me upset. I mean, I was like, ew, yuck, energy. Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just murder. I mean, God, I mean, to feel a spirit come all the way over here and kind of like, I'm letting her know. I think that was part of that thing, was letting her know, you know, hey, I didn't like you coming in, and I'm going to use this guy to get through to you.
Oh, boy.
It was really yuck energy. I just had to get rid of it. But this guy, this name starts with F, or has, it's an F name, and it's a male. And I'm trying to understand. I don't remember the readings we've had before, so I don't remember who came through for you. And I'm not going to ask right now, but this doesn't feel like anybody I've had come through for you before. I can say that. The energy is definitely male. I'm going to go with the way he's coming across, although I don't know that this is the age that he was when he passed. I'm going to say the name Freddie. And whether or not that's the right name or any name you recognize, I'm going to go with that because that's what he's identifying himself as. I don't feel that he's in the building that you're in. I don't feel that he's a relative. I feel like he's a spirit who was in and around the building that you are in at this point or living in. And I feel this just, it's almost like a, I don't know. I mean, was the place you're living in right now lived in before by somebody else?
Yes.
All right. Do you know the history of the place?
Yeah, I do, actually. I do.
How much do you know about that? But before you go forward, I'm just going to see. Nancy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, got you back. All right. Welcome back, my dear. All right, continue
keep me
on
here.
Keep
me here.
Yeah, Camille, and Nancy is your neighbor, by the way. Camille.
Oh.
She's out there. So you two are like, you know, you could throw a rock at each other. But you know, so anyway, you know the history of the building. Do you know all like a lot of the people who lived there before? Do you know much of that?
I don't know anything about the previous occupants of the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm going to say is this. This guy, Freddie, I mean, and if I had to pin it, this guy's got kind of, he's got attitude. And he's fully crossed over, but he comes back in visitation and the way I'm getting this is, he's kind of taken an interest in you, but I don't think he lived in the house that you're in. I think it's like next door or in immediate vicinity.
Hmm.
And yet I'm getting this guy coming through. He's highly spiritual, despite the fact he's a smart aleck.
Right. Okay.
If I had to pin it, I'd say this guy's like a reverend or something.
Interesting.
Kind of a tough guy. He's a tough guy, but he's a tough guy with God on his side kind of thing. Has there been something going on around your property? Has there been some weird stuff happening with regard to some... Has someone been messing with you?
Has someone been messing with me?
Yeah, messing around or, you know, kind of in your face kind of thing? Or has there been some criminal stuff going on? Because, I mean, I'm trying to pin this guy down, and he just seems to have concern for you. And I'm trying to figure out, is it a concern for your safety concern, or is there something else going on? But, I mean, has there been anything weird going on in the neighborhood kind of deal?
I guess. Yeah, okay. I mean, Alameda's a pretty safe place, but I can say in the past few months, there's been like someone like some kids or something shot the mailbox maybe two blocks away or something. You know, some
All right.
petty stuff. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to say this. I don't know that that's it. I would just say the way he's coming across is he's a little worried about, I know there's no validating this reading, you know, but it's just more of a warning thing. Just make sure that you're aware of what's going on around you. That's sort of the sense I get of it. He's not kind of like I've had spirits who I've dealt with, like earthbounds, who are peeping toms, and they haven't crossed over, and yet they're going into people's homes and watching what goes on in there. And we've
right.
dealt with that paranormally. This guy isn't like that. He's very respectful, but he's also he's just kind of tough, tough love kind of guy. He's
right.
definitely passed. I would feel that he's been passed probably at least 20 years, if not more. And the feeling I've got with him is he's back in visitation. And by the way, he's taking a shine to you, and he's looking around and going, you know, he's just stepping in and taking the opportunity to say, keep an eye out around you. This is a safety
huh.
thing, and I'm gonna stick with this because it's not about it's none of your relatives stepping forward. This guy steps forward, and just a concern for you. I think
huh.
if you were to ask around about former ministers or preachers around that area, I think you're gonna find a guy named Fred or Freddie, and
huh.
this is the guy, and he was well thought of, but and he didn't take anybody's guff. I mean, he dished it out as good as he got it. Is the
okay.
way that I'm coming. He's
yeah.
coming across. What's this about? Trouble in the house lately. Don't tell me what yet. Trouble with like little. Have you had some troubles with your appliances? Need to break
with my appliances.
Yeah, do you have like a dishwasher? I hate to
say
this.
Oh, I do.
Is your dishwasher
oh, yeah.
getting weird?
My
okay.
dishwasher broke 3 years ago.
What's going on with the dishwasher now?
Nothing. I never fixed it from 3 years ago.
All right. Is water off to that thing? I mean, is power off? You got it all turned off, right?
Oh yeah. I
right.
It's yeah. It's if I turn it on, nothing happens.
Okay, just keep an eye peeled, because the way that I've got this, the way that this is coming across, and it's not even him giving it, I'm just getting this from another source, and I don't know who this is. What I'm getting is there's something, I feel like the water's going to break. I mean, if I had to, I've been dealing with plumbing crap for the last 2 weeks. I mean, everything in my life, plumbing, it could go wrong, it's been going wrong. And I that's kind of what I'm getting here, is I get a feeling like water breakage or something to do with water. It wouldn't hurt to just get a look. If you could get a guy to come in and take a look at it and see if there's something. I just feel a leak. I don't know. And then that's
sure.
what they're bringing through for me. So I'm sorry. I wish it was more personal and really, you know, airy-fairy and wonderful.
Yeah.
But it's practical reading. I'm sorry, Camille.
Interesting.
I wish it could be more. Yeah, I wish it could be more, but that's what I got. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really interesting.
Yeah,
oh,
I hope that helps.
Yeah,
sometimes
thanks.
Sometimes it's just mundane stuff, and I don't know why, but I other than that, none of the relatives are stepping forward to say anything. It's just this practical
yeah.
stuff. They're really worried about more about you, just you're focusing on the stuff in your life right now. So
huh.
there you go. I
okay.
hope that helps.
Okay. Cool. Thanks.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Where
am I still
tonight?
Here?
You're still here.
I'm still here. Okay, good.
You're still here. You're with us.
Thank you.
Right.
Okay.
You went to the other side and came back. It proved
four
it.
Times.
When you,
four
when
times.
When you redial, life is like a big redial. You know, you can go
it
out
is.
And then you. And when you get dropped. You know, it's not death, it's just reincarnation. You just redial and you come back again. What do you know? I don't know.
I don't
know. You don't know
so
either.
So do you have
Let's see.
Do you have one more in the queue?
I got a couple out there. I've got a 214 and a 614. I'm going to do the best I can. We've got about 5 minutes left, so I'm going to read off our guests before we dive in, and that way we can say thanks to everybody. God, I wish the readings were, some of them were like really great, and others are like, I don't know why I'm getting this. Boat Mom is here. Castle 407. Kathy, hello, my dear. Chris out there. Chris, I've got something special for you. If you are dialed in, I'm going to play a little music for you. Same thing with energy therapies. Anyway, excuse me, I'm burping. Let's see. Debbie is out there. Played some music for her. She's an earth angel, that lady. Just a sweetie. Driss Reg. Hello, Driss. Good to see you. Earthbound Angel. We got energy therapies. Gerber Daisy TM. Hi there. Guest 4990, you're from France. Jeannie Marie, hello, my dear. I'm going to play some special music for you next week. Jennifer's Journey, Little P's Mom. Little P's Mom, that's a new one. Hello, welcome to the show. Lucy L., who I read for and had a run-in with a spirit who was like really freaking bad. Nancy, hello, my dear.
Hello.
Oracle 6, and what happened to the other 5? Let's see, Rebecca Bryson, and let's see, and Solana. Solana's here. Hello, Solana. Good to see you. I've got Lucy's PM here. I'm trying to move it around because I've got her contact information. She PM'd me there. So anyway, a good show tonight. I'm going to let it run out. For those who are dialed in, stay on. Let's see. Let's talk about some of the things. Tonight's readings were something, huh?
I mean, yes, they were.
Yeah, I mean, it was really kind of either or, hot or cold. Some of them were just right out of the park, and others were practical matters, and I don't know why. I mean, I really meditated hard tonight before I got on, and it was funny. I got something pretty interesting from my guides tonight, which they want me to get in touch. They gave me something I've never really gotten before. They want me in touch with a specific medium who I know, I've known, I've had some dealings with before, but they said, do you want to talk with her? I'm like, you're kidding. And they're going, no, you want to talk with her. And you're going to get together and talk with her about stuff. And I'm going, what stuff? And they just said, just get together with her. You know, we'll work on that later. I'm going, okay, this is interesting. And it's professional work. It's not like it's, so I have no clue what this is all about, but I'm going to, you know, I popped on her Facebook page and left her a note, and she's not too far from me. No, it's about an hour from where I live here. So we're going to see what happens. I have no clue. I have no clue. So I'm trying to figure this one out. But anyway, I'll tell you what. We're going to go ahead and play the show wind down here. And then for those of you that are going to stay on and listen in, we'll go from there. So this is Soulstream signing off. Thanks, everybody. Here we go.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you're listening to Soulstream on blogtalkradio.com.
Now off stream, and we're into the second part of the show where we just go on. And I don't know, people are dropping off. Yeah, looks like that.
Chris is gone. Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So I don't know what it was. It's strange energies going on. Full moon strangeness. You know, blue moon. It was a blue moon.
Yeah.
I forgot to bring that up. A blue moon is when you have a full moon twice in a month. And this
right.
is the last blue moon for, I guess, into 2015. So we got like 3 years before we have another blue moon. So that's where the phrase comes from, blue moon. So anyway, we're going to read these last two folks and then wind it down and wish everybody a great rest of their holiday and go forward from there. I'm trying to pull the show. Okay, yeah, there's how many people are left. So we got a few listeners out there still with us. So I'm going to bring 214 on. 214, you're on SoulStream. Where are you from and what's your name?
Thank you, John. My name is Gosal. I'm from Garland, Texas. And how are you?
Well, pretty good. A weird night, but, you know, it's going.
And how is Nancy?
Nancy's doing fine. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what can we do for you?
You do reading, correct?
Oh my goodness, I do readings. That's me. We should have Nancy read you tonight. Let's see what happens.
No, that's not fair.
All right, I'll do a reading for you. What can we do? Are you? You're looking for to talk with a loved one who's passed over.
Full spectrum.
Pardon me?
Just
full,
whatever
full
you pick up. Yeah, full spectrum.
Full spectrum?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to go with what the first spirit that steps forward. Female energy for sure. And it's my mind lamp, Nancy, turned a perfect shade of pink. It's just sitting here really pink. This is feminine energy. Very loving. I'm trying to get I feel like the name Anne for some reason, but I don't know that that's quite right. I'm just going to go with female energy. I don't know that. Pardon me?
Is it human, extraterrestrial?
Yeah, it's a relative of yours. Yeah, it's definitely human energy, and it's definitely somebody that knows you. I'm trying to just get I'm trying to get the name here. I know this person's been passed a while, and I'm going to go on the order of 20 years. That's how long ago this person's last life was here when they left. I got head impact. I'm getting headache impact. Impact death. What is this? They're showing me how they died. It's like impact or something at the top of the head, forward part of the head. Did you have a female relative car accident, died in a car accident? As I'm getting female energy car accident or impact accident.
Is it in this life or in other life?
I'm getting impact. This is in your life during the time you've been alive. This person passed 20. I keep getting the number 20. 20 years ago is what I'm estimating. This person dies, female. I can't. What I'm not getting is which side of the family, male or mother or father. But I am getting female energy, impact passing, I feel sick about it. It's just not good. This is not good. This is not good. I mean, I don't know what to. And she's just. I feel confusion. And she's showing me. Normally, I don't get this. It's like this.
What does she look like?
She's brunette, kind of petite. Definitely. She knows you. She knows of you. Why is she coming through? I'm just going to ask you, I'm trying to pin this down. Is there a car accident passing in your family or an accident like that, like an impact accident? Because she's so forceful about this.
No, not that I can remember.
I am totally messing this up because I am trying to get.
Can you ask her to speak or write it? Is she telepath?
Pardon me?
Are these people telepath, the one that you're talking about?
What I'm getting here is this is a very conventional spirit. There's no telepath. This is a woman who I'm trying to get. Is it relative or is it somebody? The only thing I'm going to give you is I don't know if this is going to be something that shows up after we're done, because I'm not going to get any validation out of this. I'm getting a very confused woman here, and I'm not sure that she's fully crossed over, because I don't know what to make of this. But she seems tied to you, as aware of you, and connected to you, and the look is of a brunette woman. I'm going to pin her in her 30s, and somewhere somehow around you. How old are you?
I'm 38.
All right. So I'm because I'm feeling you as a child, because that's the thing, is I'm getting you as a child. This woman was, I don't know if she's a relative, because this is the part that I'm having so much trouble with, but she's a car accident passing around you at that time. And this is 20 plus years ago. So she's coming through around you, and she's just, I don't know what the, normally they would come through and they would give me more to go on, and I don't have any clue what she's trying to tell me, other than what I'm getting is just incredible sadness and an incredible, I just am ill around her, and it seems tied to you, and I don't know why. What I'm going to ask you to do is just take it as, whatever this is. Find out if you can, from your existing relatives or whoever, if this was a person that was in your life that you may not remember right now, or if you do remember it later, I'd love to hear about it, because I'm definitely getting this. This is very strong. She's very strong communicating, but she communicates through emotion, and it's really, I'm just really sick. I don't normally get this. It's just really, it's really sad.
Could
and I get the name
person?
Anne. Pardon me?
Is this a person or basically a projection of something else? You know?
This is a person. This is definitely, I'm going to be very clear. This is a human being who lived on this earth, who somehow has an association with you going back in time when you were a child. This person is dies in some sort of accident. She is very clearly distraught, emotional, and showing me that state. I am not certain that she is actually fully crossed over, that she may be earthbound. I feel that there are others around her who try to – hang on. I feel there's a male energy that's also with this, and it almost like a brotherly energy. If I had to pin this down, this may not be for you, but what I feel like is this is around you. You're in Texas. What part of Texas?
I'm Garland.
Garland?
Garland, Texas.
Garland, okay. Garland, is that lifetime residence there?
What is that again, please?
Have you been living there for quite some time in that part of the world?
No, I was born in Asia. I'm Cambodian.
Okay, and what I'm going to get is, what I'm getting here is that the place you're in, is that a relatively new, I mean, is it relatively old home? Is it like there's history around there?
No, I grew up in this house.
All right. Is that home older, or is it kind of a newer construction when you first moved in?
I believe this home was about 40 years old.
Okay. I'm good. Do you know anything of the history of the home before?
I can ask the lady of the house, since I can see all of
that
stuff.
Okay, I'm really not thinking this is for you, but I think that this is the spirit taking the opportunity to come through. I feel like there's a passing, impact passing. I'm going to be very firm on this. Impact passing, woman. This woman didn't fully cross over. I think she may have lived there, and I think that she's still around that home. She's basically kind of leapfrogging over you to get through that she's passing this information on. I think she's really, really, really messed up. And I think that getting somebody to help help her move on would be a good thing. I'm sorry that this is not for you. This has been the strangest night with readings. But I am absolutely sick to my stomach from this. Have you ever had activity in the home? Strange paranormal activity, things go on?
No. This home is very pleasant.
Okay.
I do communicate with the lady of the house, and she does wake me up when I want her to. I ask her, basically. You know,
is
the lady
she,
of the house, right?
Yeah, and she's alive, right? This lady of the house, she's on
no.
this side?
No.
She's passed? She's
no,
passed?
No. Neither. Lady of house is basically is all house, even car, object, they all got a guardian. Lady of the house, when I first met her, she looked basically Asian, I mean, to me, from my perception. And
okay.
she introduced herself, and she's come with the house. It's like when the house was built, she come with it. Them,
okay, so
you know.
She's like she's a spirit of the house. Is,
mm-hmm.
is she aware? You may want to ask her about, I'm going to give you the name Ann, because, I mean, that's what I keep getting the name Ann, and it's not Anna, Ann. I'm very
okay.
I'm very firm on this. And I'm getting very strong stomach sensations. Mm-hmm. And what I'm going to go with is that if this woman is either, if not associated with the home, is around the home at the time of the passing. And
mm-hmm.
I feel impact, definitely something with impact. I'm not going to, you know, my temptation is to say car accident, but I feel like that it's, you know, it minimally, if it is not car impact, it's some sort of impact, and I feel it's to the head, okay? And she's trying to get attention, and this is the only way she was able to do it. And I don't know. And I'm trying to find out if she's got enough energy to come through and actually manifest or do something in the home. But it sounds like you have this other guardian spirit that you're talking about, which I'm not picking up on at all. And I'm just going to go with ask her to see if she can come up with anything. But not only that, see if you can find out from around, you know, people who've been around the area, if there's any history of this, and see if anything comes through, because she's like wanting help. I mean, it's very, very direct.
Oh,
I
understand now.
Yeah, it's like
I
a
understand.
Plea. So
it's
tragic. Relate
to me.
You know, I'm sorry. I mean, I wish I could give you a personal message from your loved ones, but I get what
no,
I get. You know,
no, I think,
and this
okay,
one,
I understand.
Ever since that reading with Chicago, I'm getting all these paranormal.
No, it's not. It's not related
anyway,
to me.
I hope I helped you.
I mean,
you're in a position, I think, with your awareness, because you are spiritually aware, and I feel like you can make a difference here. So I would love to hear back what happens with this, really. It's a very strange reading. Okay.
The guardian already told me. That relate to someone else.
Nancy, you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Nancy?
Yes, I'm here. Can you
off?
Hear me, John? Can you hear me?
I'm still on.
Okay.
Nancy, you there?
I'm here. I can hear you.
Wow, I've lost. Oh, you guys can hear me? Okay. I can't hear Nancy. She needs to dial back in.
They can hear
you guys
me.
Can hear her. Nancy, drop off and come back. Oh, no, you can't. Damn it.
I can't.
So I can't hear Nancy. She can't hear. Oh.
I can hear you.
Lost one. We lost one.
I can hear you.
All right. Well, tell you what, Nancy, with a private message there. And
okay.
That way I can at least see. I don't know what's going on. I can't hear you guys. Actually, I'll tell you what. I'm going to put you on hold, Nancy, and then see if you come back. If maybe doing that will bring you back. Okay, Nancy, can you try it again?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, I got
Hello?
A little something there. I got a little something. So I'll tell you
can
what.
Can you
we'll,
hear
we'll,
me
we'll,
now?
We'll just work this system. She can hear you. I'm talking. Rebecca says. All right, so 614, I'm going to bring you on. 614, Welcome
Hello.
To Soul Stream, the weird night of readings, the strangest stuff. You're the last reading of the night. Welcome aboard. Where are you from and what's your name?
Hi, John. My name's Heather. I'm calling from Columbus.
Nothing.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. It was kind of weird getting, it's been a strange night. It's very strange. The moon's still full and the weirdness is out.
I could hear Nancy talking.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nancy's back. I can hear her.
Oh, I am?
You're back. I can hear you. I don't know what was going on. It was, you're back. We found Nancy, everybody. We found her. You're back.
I was always here.
There was some strange energy on that Texas call, and I don't know what to make of it, but that individual was very – there was some strange feelings there. I don't know what to – I mean, what were you picking up there, my friend?
Me?
Yeah,
I'm going to PM you. I'm going to PM you.
Yeah, I really don't know what to make of that. Okay, so I'm watching the PM there. But anyway, going back to our caller, again, what was your name?
I'm sorry. My name's Heather.
Hi, Heather.
And I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, we got another Columbus, Ohio caller. We got a couple of those. So what can I do for you, my friend?
Well, I was just calling kind of also to do just a general reading to see if anybody's here with me, and maybe if, I don't know, they have suggestions for me for life. I don't know.
Night of the female. I'm getting all females. This is mom's side. Is mom passed?
No.
All right. Does mom have sisters?
Yes.
Sister passed? Because I'm getting amped energy. All right.
Yeah.
Don't tell me the name.
Okay.
I'm getting... I keep seeing energy around this woman's heart. Like there's some sort of... there's something with the heart. What's going on with the heart? There's more going on in the heart, but the heart was like one of the big components of this death. And there was some energy with the heart. She keeps showing me heart. What's going on with this aunt with the heart?
Well, I don't think it was necessarily with her heart. She had cancer, breast cancer. Well, I guess the breast would be around her heart. So,
what did I'll say that last part because I didn't catch it.
Hold on, I'm sorry. Maybe I have you on. I had my speakerphone. I'm sorry. She had breast cancer, so maybe that's
right.
Why it gets around the heart area because she had a mastectomy.
Did it ultimately affect? Because I knew there was more than because that was it. I got the heart, and I'm going, what's around the? Was the cancer and the breast that was affected? Was it the left one?
I believe so. Yes.
Okay, that's why because I was localizing on that part of the body. So this.
Can she tell you her name?
No, I don't have a name yet, but I. I'm getting three. What's this thing with three? Was this 3 years ago or more? I'm getting like a three with her.
Just about.
How long is it?
It was 2 years ago.
Okay, about 2 years. So did she find out she was the diagnosis in the third, 3 years? So she had been aware of it for a while?
She had it for quite a while. And she went into remission, but then it came back again.
What's going on with... okay, I'm trying to just pin down what she's got going here. Oh. It's like a flood. She's going so fast, I got to ask her to slow down because I can't.
That's so funny.
She's like really fast. She's like, and I was like,
I can't
do it that quick. Was she that way?
Yeah, that's exactly
okay.
How she talked.
So fast. Okay. I'm just going to say one symbol at a time for the slow down medium. I'm a telephone. Okay. The slow telephone. I've got this much bandwidth. What I'm getting with her, Were you all with her when she passed? Was there a lot of family with her? I'm getting this. Was there family a lot? She was not totally aware at the end, was she? I mean, there was just not. I'm getting the feeling that she, in her body, she was not aware. Correct. I mean, she was just sort of not. At the end, it was just okay. She's letting you know that she's aware of everything that was happening in the room, despite the fact that she appeared to be not aware of what was going on. She heard everything that was being said. So she's very happy that people were around her. And did somebody hold her? Because I'm feeling like there was holding.
Yes.
Were they holding her when she died?
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling female energy holding her when she died.
Yes.
Okay. What's the thing with the big glasses?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Did she wear glasses? Like sunglasses?
Yeah.
I'm seeing sunglasses. Were these the big bug-eyed glasses? Was it big bug eyes?
Yeah, I can't remember, honestly, but probably.
Okay. Okay. Hats. Was she into hats?
No. Well, when she got her cancer, when she lost her hair, she would wear wraps.
Okay. Would she wear hats? Were they big splooshy hats that had the kind of, was this woman like a full of life kind of thing? I mean, that's the thing I'm getting here, and that's why I'm saying this. I'm getting this like bigger than life feeling with her, bigger than big energy, bigger than life, just all over the map.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Went to her death with courage.
Yeah.
Did not feel sorry for herself at all, and tried to make everybody else feel better about what was going on. Cared more about other people than she worried about what was going to happen with her. And not only that, I have a thing here called a mind lamp, which is really useful in my readings. It's a perfect shade of purple right now. Highly spiritual woman. Great belief in God. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I am keyed into her. Thank God I got a reading I can really key in on. I've had... This woman's, I really like this lady, okay? She's got good energy. I'm trying to get a name out of her. I'm going to say L, but I don't know what to put pin to the L. What was her name?
Sandy.
Is there a middle name? Or did anybody give a nickname for her?
No, it was just Sandy K, and her last name was Murphy.
All right, I'm trying to get this. I'm trying to make sense of what the L was about. Did she have children?
Yes.
What are their names?
Robin and Karen.
Just one daughter?
Two. She had Robin and Karen. Two daughters.
Okay, I don't know who this L. And she was married at the time?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm getting an L name, and I don't know what this is about, but I'm going to stick to my guns on this. Somewhere along the lines, just put this in the back of your head. There's an L name that she's trying to get across, and I'm being dumb.
Connected to her?
Pardon me?
Well, I know an L name that's connected to her.
Yes, connected to her. I don't know that this person's also...
Is it a male?
Oh, really? This is the part I don't know, because all she's giving me is name, and I have to ask them, like, if it's male or female. And this one, because you're, and I hate to cheat because it's like you already told me, about the father thing.
She actually passed away on my birthday.
Okay, I'm not reading it because she's talking fast again. And she's like, really?
The only thing I could think of was that it would be her father, who's also passed. His name was Frederick Lee Kreider, but that's the only thing I can think of is the Lee.
Okay, well, I don't know if that's a match, and I don't think that's it, because I'm just really uncertain of it. And I think that whatever it is, we'll just let that go. Sometimes it's just I'm not going to get it, and I'm being dumb, and it's just the way it works. The thing I get here, she didn't smoke, did she?
No.
And they were surprised she got breast cancer.
Yes.
Was there some involvement with the lung? Was it this one spread like all over the place? It was all over, right?
Not that I recall. It did go into her lymph nodes as well, I think.
Okay. I think there was something with the lung. I don't know what this was, but I think that was the pain a lot more than she was letting on? Was she pretty well just gritting her teeth?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I remember
an argument with the nurse about it because, you know, she was in, I don't know where you guys are at, but she was in a very prestigious hospital here in Columbus, you know, the Ohio State Medical University, which is, you know, supposed to be top-notch in cancer treatment. And, you know, she was terribly swollen from the lymphedema, and she was very uncomfortable. And she said that when they came in to massage her, they actually caused her more pain. And when they wrapped her, they did a terrible job. And so I was just really upset. I'm like, you know, she's in pain. At least, you know, you're supposed to be specialists, not causing her more pain. So, but yeah, she didn't ask me to do that. I got so upset and so frustrated, you know, with the whole situation, and kind of went off a little bit.
Okay, well, and you did that in front of her, right? I mean, was that sort of...
Well, in the hallway. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think she picked up on it. I think I know what the L is now. You were really pretty close with her. I mean, there was some real feeling there.
Yeah, I mean, she was my aunt. You know, I loved her very much. And I mean, we didn't talk all the time, but, you know, when I was little growing up, I would spend weekends down there with her and my cousins, and they had a pool, and we would go swimming at night and watch movies and eat bad pizza. And, you know, it was just, we always could count on, you know, Aunt Sandy having Pop-Tarts in the fridge, you know, and cherry Kool-Aid and Chef Boyardee pizzas. And it was like, and peanut butter Kraft and Crunch. Like, you could bet that all of those things would always be there. And she loved everybody. And I just miss her.
What?
Worry that the family is going to fall apart now that she's not there.
Well, I think I know what the L is now. I mean, I was being dense. I was thinking it was a name, and the more I look, she's just saying she loves you.
Oh,
she's fine with it. And the fact that she's coming through like this, the big thing is, it's she's kind of stepped back a bit, and she's got what she wanted across. She's okay. Now, she's not dead. She just transitioned. She just left her body, and she's okay. She just wants to get the point across to everybody that she's just fine, and she's not gone. She's just around in a new way. The thing I feel, you brought up the family situation. I'll wait for the microphone to get fixed there.
Hello?
You still there?
Hello.
Hello.
I just worried about her daughter.
Hello. What's that?
I'm sorry.
I said I'm sorry. About her daughter.
You're worried about her daughter?
She's taking a really bad path, and I worry about, one of her daughters has, and then I worry about my uncle, her husband, because, I mean, they were like high school sweethearts, and he's just not doing well, and my other aunt's not doing well. My mom, she seems to be doing okay, but,
I lost my dad here in February, and it has been, for a medium to get this, you know, I was reading people before I really lost anybody close to me. And then when my dad went through, you know, we went through 5 years of just amazing pain with his, you know, strokes and the seizures.
Oh,
we went through endless hospital visits. We did the whole bit. And
it's like they rallied.
Yeah, and you think that you're okay, you know, and it's funny. I found out that grieving is a process. It's not a scheduled event.
Right.
You know, it happens, and people go through really strange emotions, and I find myself getting angry about things sometimes when I'm like, I have no reason, or I'll get cross at my mother, you know, and today that happened. I mean, we were cross at each other, and we were kind of jabbing each other a little bit. And I'm going, where did that come from? You know, and why am I feeling the way I'm feeling? And it's perfectly normal. That's the thing, is for these things, and you just let it wash through you. Now, everybody processes death differently. And I'm getting part of this as being my guides are just telling me what to say. So, number one, you're responsible for yourself and your emotions. You can't be responsible for everyone else, although you can be supportive when they need a shoulder to cry on or be there for them, mm-hmm. which I think you're doing. The thing is, with regard to how events are supposed to turn out with this, the only thing you can do is ally with the people who are strong and do the best you can. Now, the girl you talked about who is kind of on a path that she shouldn't be, mm-hmm. that's the way the cookie crumbles. If she wants to go that way, she's signed on her basic mission, not karma. I hate that word sometimes.
Right.
But her mission is basically to go through and learn these things in this life. And the mother is more than aware of that.
I figured it was breaking her heart, you know.
She's there more than you think, and that's what she's trying to tell me here. I'm getting very strong. She's exceptionally strong spirit, and this woman was much more than people would have ever believed. I think there's a lot more to her. I feel like was there something with art of her? Did she do some kind of art?
No.
Creating, building things? Did she want to do that? Because I'm getting art. Did she appreciate it? It's something with art.
Kincaid, but that's about it. And her husband built houses.
Okay. What's the thing with then somebody around her was into, was this daughter that's in trouble doing something with that kind of thing?
No, she's really
somebody's got artistic background. Somebody's a builder. Somebody's a creator. Somebody that, you know. And I'm not saying build a house. This thing. I'm not going to go with the easy out on the build a house. I'm going to go with the this is a big deal
artistic.
About
yeah.
creating things. She's pointing this out, and I don't know if this is going to be something that someone. I think that this is something that if it's not something that, you know, somebody's already into, it's something that somebody could be into. This girl
could
that's in
be
trouble.
Writing, possibly?
Pardon me?
Could it be writing as a form of art?
Writing?
Right.
Absolutely, yeah. Writing is an absolute art form, yes.
Because her brother's a writer, a professional
Who
writer.
Is a writer?
Her brother.
Her brother? What's uh-huh. the is the brother's relationship with the girl in trouble fairly strong?
You know, it's hard to say because we're not there all the time. We live in Columbus, and they're south of us, about an hour away. And so we pretty much get together like during family gatherings, holidays, birthdays, and stuff like that. So we're kind of out of the loop, but it's almost like nobody cares that like she hasn't been seen or heard from in months. And I just think that to me that's just really upsetting. Like I feel like we should be trying to find her and save her, and you know, I just feel like so many things are wrong. And my grandmother's very ill, her mom, and I'm afraid that once my grandmother's gone, because everybody else has got so many issues, that we won't be a family anymore. Nobody will want to get together because everybody either hates each other or is just, you know, you don't have,
you know,
like, the glue's not there anymore. And Sandy was like our glue.
Well, you know what? It's funny. I went through that. I mean, we had a situation when I was much younger where there was some real anger over some things that happened with my parents, came into inheritance of a property. And it caused the, we were literally thrown out of the family because we dared to inherit this home, honestly, that my uncle had given and said, and he told the rest of the family that basically tough luck, they're going to turn that home into value that they will then honor. You'll take the money and spend it on a party and that'll be the end of it. You know, 2 years later, there won't be anything left. They're going to make it last. And that's what exactly what happened. The ranch I'm on right now is an expression of that. We took that money and turned it into something. Now, that us being thrown out on our tush and being kind of on our own, we pulled together as a small family group. And, you know, and here we are. I mean, we're down to only – it's down to only a few people in my life that are, quote, family. So, I mean, I made a choice when this, you know, it was clear I was going to do mediumship work and all that. I reached out to the world, and I've got people now who really care about me and who love me the way I am, and I've got new family. So when you're mourning, you're in mourning for this, and I'm just going to point out, you may think this is the end of everything, but it's not. You're seeing things as they are in the unvarnished truth, and that can hurt. Does this mean it's going to be that way forever with these people? Probably not. I think in a lot of cases, people come back together after they've gone through a big split like this. And if you're just open to that, watch and wait and see. Now, the girl that's missing, if this is coming through this strong for you, I would follow up on that and see what you can do to find out more about her. There's something, you're being driven by that, and I really think follow up with that. Trust your instincts.
Yeah.
There's more going on. I definitely feel like substance abuse.
Big time.
Big, and I feel like it's much more than just drinking. I think it's drugs.
It's heroin. Yeah, it's heroin.
Okay. The thing that I feel... I had to say, I mean, I really feel danger with her. She could go anytime if she doesn't watch her P's and Q's.
Right.
I just,
we don't know where she is. And on top of that, she's in an abusive relationship with her husband. That she was going to divorce, but then, you know, of course, went back to him. And so it's just terrible, I think.
Yeah. Let's put it this way. You can do what you can. And the trouble is with an addict, it's going to be the way the addict, you know, you can't fix them. You know, you can do the, you can provide, they have to want to change. And if she's not going to want to change, you really have to let go and say, I've got to move on with my life. And that's terrible, but that's the truth. I will say this, I think that there could be a more, I think that she might be able to pull out of it, but she's going to need, if you just open the door to her and say, I'm not going to put up with your crap if you come around, but I'll be a support for you if you need it. And don't offer to give her anything, you know, because I feel the word user. Use.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's going to have to want to, I think that she'll have the crap scared out of her, and one of these times when she gets to ER and it's almost too late to save her, and if she lives through it, it might get her attention. But I don't know. I don't know what to say right now. I think she's still alive. I'm pretty sure of that. But I don't know where she's at. That's the thing I'm not getting here. The glue of the family. When your aunt passed, and your mother is being very strong, is what you were saying before. I'm going to put it down to you two are the glue now, and it's really there. She's pleased as punch with the way that you guys all were there for her. She's really worried. There's worry about what is going on, but this is all how it should be. And I feel like there's the two of you ladies, and then there's an older male, also an older male energy that's fairly stable, and he's around this. Who's the older male? Do you still have your father?
No.
who's the older male that's still around and still a strong presence? Because I get a male presence.
Alive or passed on?
Alive. This is a living human being.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Maybe one of her brother or perhaps her husband. That's all I can think of.
Is the husband still alive? Oh, yeah, you brought it up. The husband's still alive. Yeah, he's still there.
She has three brothers, and there were three boys and three girls in their family.
Okay, well, I'm clear. It's the husband, because I was trying to go, which you say he's having trouble with this, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Is he kind of all within himself and not talking?
Kind of, yeah.
All right, that's the grief, and it can go on a long time. But have you opened up to him and just said you could talk anytime?
No, I haven't, and it's weird and bad because we're just, I don't know how to say it, like, again, I'm in Columbus, and he's in Chillicothe, but we're hardly ever together, and then when we are, it's just, I don't know, we've never had that kind of close relationship, like, with him. He kind of used to be... He was the worker. He was always doing stuff or building something. And so, you know, he worked a full-time job, and then his hobby, would be to build these beautiful houses. And so it was like he was always doing something or fixing something. And then once he had grandchildren, he kind of opened up more, I think, and started talking more. But it was never like... I'm pretty sure he didn't know where I worked or what kind of work I did. You know, like just not that close.
All right. I'm gonna. This is coming directly from your aunt. Is just the next time you talk with him, just say. She's saying to tell him that it's safe to talk with you, and if you want to, just leave it open to him. He's the kind of person who's going to process this. Just tell him, I know this has been rough on you. If you want to just talk to somebody and there's no pressure and you just need somebody to listen, I'm your person. And just leave it at that. Don't say anything more. This guy's going to clam up like a damn. He'll already clam up. The minute you say anything about it, he's going to go. But you're going to get the seed planted in there, and that's the part that'll grow. That's how this guy is. And you're right about the escape thing. He's using the building, the houses, and and all the make work. He's trying to escape himself, and he's really uncomfortable with himself, and that's the thing I get with him. However, you're right about the children, and you're right about that he's got not a lot of people around him, and he needs somebody to care, and he's lonely. So I really feel that you're going to have that eventually will pay dividends if you plant the seed the next time you see him. Put it out there, and then just say, call me anytime. Call mom anytime, But, we're here for you. We're family. Don't forget that.
Right.
We're around.
Yeah.
And then let it go at that, and then see what happens, because I have a feeling good things can happen from that. He is strong, but he's just needing, I think, the permission to be around. And he just doesn't know what to do. But the thing I really get here, he doesn't know what to do with himself. He's just kind of going through the motions,
Yeah.
That's the feeling.
Right.
So I hope that helps, my dear.
All right. Thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome.
I really
she's a good communicator. But know this, you two have the mantle. Your mother is, the feeling I'm getting in her is matriarch. And then you're the one to take up right after. And you're both stronger than you think. So, she knows that you're going to be able to make it work. Don't worry about the family fracturing. Worry about stepping up and just being the point of presence, And that also means, and she's saying, the last thing she's saying, go have a party.
Yeah.
She wants the party.
Yeah.
And she's laughing at me because of that. it's like, slow down. But I really feel, don't worry about about all the things that are going wrong. Worry about doing the stuff to make it right, and then that'll all start to sort itself out, okay?
Okay, thanks so much, John. I really appreciate it.
All right, Heather. God bless.
God bless you. You have a great evening.
You
Thanks.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right there. What a show. I got 15 minutes of the stream left. Worked their butts off. Hey, my dear.
Did you read any of the PMs I sent you? Do you have a chance?
I'm looking right now. What are you saying about those three things?
Yeah, not this last one, the one before.
Oh,
Make me
you mean
sick.
I got some really dark stuff there on a couple of those readings. I'm really physically ill from actually I'm physically ill right now. I mean I had to really work at it to read those last few. I don't know what it was. I could not once I had that murder case thing come through, it was this cold, dark energy and it just was like man, you know? And then it just sort of attracted some other that other guy, you know, I know the I'm not gonna say the name for but it sort of you know, it was that case from back east.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy was really different.
I have to ask